Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Family Forum Triple F Podcast. Triple F stands for Faith, Family, and Freedom. Hawaii Family Forum has worked alongside the faith-based community in Hawaii since 1998. Join us today as we continue to work toward a Hawaii where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished.
Aloha, everybody. This is Eva Andrade. I am the president of Hawaii Family Forum, and I'm really excited to jump into our podcast today because we're going to be talking about something that is so near and dear to my heart. And so I am talking with Katie Logic from Students for Life, and she's the regional director representing Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. Aloha, Katie, and welcome to our podcast.
Aloha, Eva. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and I hope you're doing well as well.
I am.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So Katie, tell us a little bit about Students for Life. I know people in Hawaii, our listeners, they probably have heard of Students for Life, but maybe they don't know enough about it so that you can have hundreds and thousands of people calling to say, how can I connect and be a part of this great ministry? So you want to tell us a little bit about Students for Life and what you do?
Yes, I'd love to. So what I do as a regional coordinator is I help students start pro-life clubs at their schools, whether that be in a middle school, a high school, a college, a medical, law school, or homeschool. We do both private schools and we do public schools as well. And then we provide them with all of the resources and trainings and like ongoing comprehensive support that they will need to be successful on their campus at their school. So we do work with the K through 8 schools. And I mean, usually what happens is the 7th or 8th grader will start the club. And then, of course, if a 3rd grader wants to join, that would be great.
Well, of course, you see how hopeful I am. I'm hoping that even our young Keiki here are listening and going, oh, you know, is this just for, you know, middle school and high school? Because I'm passionate about life too. But I'm sorry, I definitely didn't mean to interrupt you. So go for it. You were talking about the resources that you'll help provide.
Yes. And as our goal at Students for Life is to abolish abortion in our lifetime. So in order to do that, we're educating the youth at our campuses in the schools. We're also providing support to girls who may find themselves in unplanned pregnancy situations. We're helping if, say, you all are going in and testifying at the Senate or in the House about a pro-life bill or you need help lobbying, we will come alongside you and bring students so that we can be the most effective that we can be there. We also want to make sure that we're educating about the abortion industry so that people understand that Planned Parenthood does do abortion. And as students, they are targeting us as an age group. Most abortions are from 18 to about age 24. So, I mean, that encompasses like our high school and college age students. And we want to make sure that girls know that there are resources available to her other than Planned Parenthood, like a place for women in the Pearl Harbor area, those beautiful resources that are available in our communities.
This brings up a really good question that I have. I know that when we look across the nation, we hear so much about Planned Parenthood and we hear so much about what they're doing. And we know that they have a lot of funding. You know, they're going into the schools and they're providing education. They're providing tools for people to get involved on the legislative level. So it's good to know that there's an organization like Students for Life that are helping equip our youth so that they can have that answer. So how do you deal with all that polished professional public relations campaign that Planned Parenthood has out there? I mean, how do you combat that?
Well, we've done this in a variety of ways. We worked with 40 Days for Life and doing things like going out and standing in front of Planned Parenthood and praying peacefully. We have an initiative with Students for Life, and it's called the Sock It to Planned Parenthood campaign that we launched last spring. And what this campaign did was we collected the number of socks that represented the number of abortions that Planned Parenthood did every year in the United States. And then we took those socks and we dumped them on the Capitol lawn in Washington, D.C., and had a rally with multiple students and with senators and representatives and pro-life leaders, and really urged Congress to defund Planned Parenthood of that taxpayer dollar money.
That's too funny. Do you know what happened to all those socks?
Yes. So in the fall, we did a thing called the Stop the Violence Tour, and we took a display around to colleges and high schools all over the United States. And I personally took this display to 6 different colleges in Washington. And what the display was it had 6,279 baby socks, which represent the number of abortions that are committed by Planned Parenthood in a week. What most people don't know, Planned Parenthood is doing an abortion every 97 seconds in our country. That's a lot of little babies. So it's a very good visual for students to see that Planned Parenthood does do abortions, and they do a lot of abortions. It's the majority of what they do as Planned Parenthood. So
that is so amazing, Katie. I mean, I'm listening to this and I'm just in awe of the passion and the amount of work that you're trying to accomplish to get people to understand that, you know, we're not just talking about some legislative issue. We're talking about actual lives. We're talking about actual little babies. And I love this idea of the socks. You wouldn't happen to have a picture of that you could send to me that I could post on this, on our webpage, on this podcast, so that people can actually see the good work that you're doing? Is that a possibility?
Yes, of course. I will send you lots of pictures.
Yeah, send me whatever you want and I'll post that. So listeners, as you're hearing that, make sure you go to our website at www.hawaiifamilyforum.org. And on this podcast, we're going to have resources for you. After this call, I'm going to hook up with Katie, and whatever information that she's delivering today, I'll make sure we put links on this page so that you'll be able to contact Katie. So Katie, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in this ministry?
So I grew up pro-life. I grew up Christian in a Christian home. I always knew I was pro-life, but it really didn't affect me until I got into college. I went to Western Washington University in Bellingham, and I found myself in a place where they were having explicit events hosted by Planned Parenthood. They were doing things on campus that I couldn't even imagine, being from the area that I am from. And I remember sitting in one of my lecture hall classes in college, and there were probably over 100 students in that classroom. And the professor asked us if there was anyone in the room who opposed abortion and euthanasia. And I was one of 2 people who raised my hand in that classroom. So after that experience, I realized that I needed to do something as a student, that I needed to do something that would make a change on my campus. So I started, with the help of one of my friends, a pro-life group on my campus. It was the only pro-life group. There were 2 pro-choice groups, and we started with 2 people, and now I believe there's over 100 kids on their Facebook page, and it just keeps getting better. Like the girls who are there that are working for the club now, they babysit kids that are children of students who go to the school. They've helped pregnant students find housing and find resources for themselves. We've hosted events where we were even protested by Planned Parenthood. We've done a lot, and I think there has been a really big change on that campus. There's no longer 2 pro-choice clubs. And people, the responses that we get when we're talking to students are a lot better. So I truly believe that we did change the culture at that school. And really all it took was a couple of girls who felt in their hearts that we needed to make a change as far as the school's culture went. And we needed to make sure that our voices were heard on campus as well. Because at the time that we started the club, the only voice that the student body was hearing was that of Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry.
Yeah, I think that's very true. Even here in Hawaii, I know that a lot of our youth and young adults are feeling like that they may be the only ones But it sounds like, as you're sharing, that once one or two people step up, then others follow. So there are people out there that believe the same thing. We just have to get them, you know, united and motivated to make a difference.
Exactly. I think it just takes that one or two students to stand up and people start to follow. And I can help them every step of the way. So as a regional coordinator, it's my job to make sure that you're successful on campus and that you have everything that you need. And I'll walk with you every step of the way through this process. So
tell me, what are some of the challenges? I mean, since you are the regional coordinator and Hawaii falls under your expertise, what do you need from people here in Hawaii? I mean, if we could make wave a magic wand and make all your dreams come true, what would those things be?
Oh, goodness. If I had a magic wand, I would love to see a club. I would absolutely love to see a club on every campus in Hawaii, on all the islands, not just in Oahu. I'd love to see students actively taking steps to change the culture on their campuses, to support those girls who may find themselves in crisis pregnancies, especially at the UH campuses, or even just in the community colleges or even in the high schools. A couple years ago, there was a girl who was an eighth grader, and she was wanting to make a difference at her school. She was like, I'm the only one, but you know what? I'm going to do something. And she talked to everyone that she could about abortion. She covered her binder in pro-life stickers. And by the end of the year, that little girl had a baby saved. She talked to a fellow student who told her that her aunt was scheduled for an abortion on Saturday, and the girl had a business card for the local pregnancy center on her, and she gave it to her and encouraged her to go and talk to her aunt and tell her to go to the pregnancy center. And she ended up going to the pregnancy center. She got an ultrasound and found out that she was going to have a baby girl, and she kept her child. So you just really never know. Like, it only takes one student to change a school, to change lives, really. So if I had a magic wand, I would love to see a club at every school in Hawaii.
Are there any at all? I mean, what does it look like in Hawaii right now? Do you have at least a few contacts?
I have a couple contacts at some Christian schools in Pearl Harbor, and I have one contact at the University of Hawaii Manoa, but we haven't actually gotten a group going there yet.
All right, so listeners, we've got a lot of work to do. So if we have somebody listening right now and they're like, you know, I want to learn more about this, how can they get more information? How can they contact you?
So you guys can go to our Students for Life website. You can find that at www.studentsforlife.org, or you can email me or call me. I can give you my contact information and you can post it on your site if that would be helpful, or I can just give it to them now.
You know what? You can go ahead and why don't you give it to me and I'll post it? That way we don't have crazies out there that will start calling you, and it's very possible that that could happen. So listeners, if you're interested, definitely come visit us on our website and we will have her email and possibly a phone number posted, so you can call her if you want to talk to her to get more information. You know, Katie, you were talking about how when there's issues that come up at the state capitol, that you'll also help, you know, youth and young adults get the resources they need so they can raise their voices at the state legislature. Your Students for Life are also, I would assume, very passionate about issues like teenage suicide and assisted suicide. So, you know, can we talk a little bit about that? I mean, everybody always thinks that abortion is the only thing that people for life care about, but it really isn't, right? I mean, the issues are bigger than just abortion.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Like, we need to make sure that all life, as Christians, we understand that life is sacred. We're all made in the image and likeness of God from conception until natural death. And we need to make sure that we are protecting that life from that moment until the natural death. So assisted suicide is one of the issues that we do talk about on campuses. In Washington, it is legal. In Oregon, it is legal. It's a very, it devalues human life, and we don't need that in our country.
Yeah, do you feel, because you actually work a lot with youth and young adults, do you feel, and this is something we try to explain to our legislators here, and it'll be interesting to hear your thoughts on it, when you have a legislature that's promoting a message that assisted suicide is okay, don't you feel that that is a mixed message to be sending our youth and young adults who may be struggling with the thoughts of suicide?
I completely agree. We send out emergency personnel for people who are like on the brink of committing suicide. Then why are we offering assisted suicide in our hospitals? It's the exact same thing. In Oregon, it's been legal for a little bit longer than in Washington, and people are having suicide parties where they literally invite all of their friends to their house, and at the end of the party, they take a pill and commit suicide.
That is actually a very good point you make. When we were debating assisted suicide in the Capitol this year, we were trying to get the legislators to understand that they were going to pass a law that would allow doctors to prescribe basically death medication that would come in forms of pills that our people would bring home and could potentially leave in their medicine cabinet when they naturally pass on, because the argument was, right, that not everybody will take the pills. They just want them. It'll make them feel better if they have them. So you have a person that has these pills in their possession. They go home and they die naturally. But so these pills are now in their medicine cabinet. So what happens with the access of these potentially death pills that will now be at these parties that you're talking about?
I haven't heard exactly around those, that lines. But I was speaking with a doctor in Oregon, and he was telling me that there are sometimes a person will come and actually administer the drug during the parties. But I think that there are pills that are available to people who can just be prescribed. For example, in Oregon as well, there was a woman who was getting chemotherapy for cancer. And then once this law was passed, she got a letter from her insurance company saying that they weren't going to be covering her chemotherapy, but they would cover the assisted suicide drugs. So not only is this bringing more access to these pills, like if they get lost in this person's cupboard and like left there, somebody can get them, but it's also completely devaluing life. And it's almost like abuse if you think about it, because these people don't want to die, but their medical professionals are telling them that this, or the insurance companies are telling them that this is the only option that they will cover as insurance. So I mean, I almost view that as an abusive situation. That's just me.
You're absolutely right. And I think the message that we're trying to, again, it goes back to a point you made earlier, that we want to celebrate life from the moment of conception until natural death. But that means that we care about life with the everything in between. So, of course, we don't want there to be any public policy that is going to end up having somebody be abused or coerced or, you know, and the other thing too is things like bullying. You know, we're very, very concerned with all of this message that's getting out to our youth today. And on the topic of bullying, I just saw a story that happened in Virginia where a student for life who was just peacefully protesting, all this young girl was doing, I don't know if she was 14 or 15, but she was pretty young. She was just holding a sign, and the video that was posted was actually somebody, an opponent, who just walked over and just punched her in the face. I mean, there was no provocation. There was no, it just kind of was out of the blue. I mean, this is really what you're up against, and you're trying to raise your voice in a peaceful and a prayerful manner, and this is kind of what you're up against.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually friends with a girl who was punched. She is a 15-year-old girl, and she lives in Roanoke, Virginia. And every Saturday, she and a group of friends, they're all teenagers, go out and pray in front of Planned Parenthood. That's all they do. And they were out there last Saturday, and a woman came out of the facility, and she started screaming at them. The girl told her that they were praying for her, and she came over and punched her in the face. She was taken to the hospital for concussion. But afterwards, after she got home from the hospital and everything, and was healing from her ordeal, she told us that this actually made her more steadfast in her belief that she should be out there and praying in front of Planned Parenthood. So she is going to be back out there this Saturday. And she was saying that not even these people can keep her down, because she's literally out there on the front lines, and she is the last person that a woman will see before they go in to have an abortion. So if her being out there is able to save some children, then that's what she wants. So it made her even more convicted to stand out there in front of Planned Parenthood and pray every Saturday. So it was really encouraging to see that in someone so young.
Okay, so the first question I want to ask is she okay?
She is okay. She had a concussion, but she's healing from that. So
that is okay. So just let her know that we're going to continue to pray for her, because she's being bold and she's being courageous, and she's doing that which the Lord has called her to do, is to stand for life. But I know, Katie, I know there are people listening, and maybe they're kind of excited now, and maybe they're starting to think, you know, I'd like to do this. Maybe they even have a little bit of fear that, you know, those kind of things might happen to them. But the point that we're trying to make is that everything you do is to stand alongside them, right? So they're not going to be doing it alone, and you're going to give them everything they need to succeed.
Yes. Whether that be legal help, we have free legal help for students who may try to start a club and their school says, oh, that's too controversial, you can't have a club. We've had multiple situations like that where we bring in our lawyers and it's all resolved and they're able to start their club. From things like event in a boxes. So these are super cool. They are literally an event in a box, and we pack it all up and we send it to you every month. And it just kind of helps you to get ideas of what to do on campus. And then you have the resources to use while you're doing so. We do trainings. So we have a whole page full of trainings that I can give your group, whether that be over Skype or whether that's going to be in person. We have resources like topic cards. So a topic card, each card talks about a different topic. So say the issue of life of the mother, or overpopulation, or just those very common questions that you will get when you're talking to somebody about abortion. And each card has a different topic, and on the back, it has how to answer that question in a way that agrees with our beliefs as far as the pro-life beliefs go. So
nice.
Whatever
nice.
You need, like I said, of course, like I'll be there to help you every step of the way too. And I, being a former club leader, like I've pretty much seen it all. So nothing really surprises me at this point. So you can use my knowledge as well on your campus, and I can help you every step of the way.
Oh, good. Okay. So people that are listening, our call to action for you is first and foremost, if you could pray for Students for Life in this great ministry, and Katie and all the wonderful young men and women who minister every day across the nation, to pray for people who are considering abortion. So we ask for your prayers. And I know you're listening, people, and that doesn't require anything other than just taking a moment to lift them in prayer. So that's not a too hard action item. The second thing I'd like you to think about doing is Students for Life is a 501c3 organization. So everything they do requires funding. So if you've been kind of tossing around in your head, well, I've got these millions of dollars laying around and I want to donate it to a great Christian C3 ministry, of course, I want you to think about also donating to Hawaii Family Forum. But I want you to think about making a year-end gift to Students for Life. Katie, if they do want to
and if they want their money to go directly towards Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii, I can send you a link and their money will go into this region. So it'll stay here.
Okay, good. So all you rich people that are listening to this, and even if you're not rich, I know you know someone who's rich, make sure you forward them this link so they can listen as well and that they can make donations. On our website, we will have, again, all of these resources available for you and the link to make a donation for Students for Life. And the third and final action, this may not be for everybody, but I know it's for somebody. Somebody's listening to this right now and they're saying, you know, I think that the Lord is calling me to do this. We really need some Students for Life to stand up here in the beautiful state of Hawaii. So raise your voice, contact Katie through the resources links that we'll have on our website, and definitely make contact with Students for Life, because we know that the more voices that stand for life, the more babies will be saved. So Katie, let me give you the last word. Any cheerleading mantra or anything that you want to send out to people who may be listening to this podcast?
I just want to thank you all for listening, for sure. And if you do know of anybody, whether that be whether you're a student or whether you have a child or a grandchild who would want to be involved, like, spread the news, and I will help them every step of the way. And we are the pro-life generation, and we will abolish abortion in our lifetimes as long as we all work together.
Amen. I like that. Katie, one last question for you. If pastors are listening and they have youth ministers, can they also have their youth ministers contact you? Can they do that through churches?
Yes, that would be the best thing ever.
All right, pastors, you're not off the hook. So pastors that are listening to this, we're talking to you too. Katie, I'd like to keep you on my speed dial and possibly have you back on a future podcast, whether we talk about abortion itself or just other life issues. Are you willing and able to come back one of these days?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us today about Students for Life. We continue to pray for you. Aloha, everybody. Thanks for listening. And Katie, you be blessed in your ministry.
Thank you.
Aloha, this is Eva Andrade, president of Hawaii Family Forum, and we are pleased that you were able to join us on this weekly Triple F podcast. We hope you'll join us next week. Take care and God bless.